Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Here, Arizona Saturday tradition for almost 34 years. We'll get to say that next time we broadcast on January 1st. We will not have a Christmas Day broadcast. Our local affiliates have special Christmas programming planned, so we'll get to take the week off. You get to take the week off.
What a way to start 2022. Wake up New Year's Day to Rosie on the House.
Well, now you really put it on. I didn't think of it that way.
That will start your new year off right.
And we'll have 2 weeks to prepare. So
that's right.
We got to come start strong.
It'll be a killer show.
But before we get there, we've got today's broadcast. Welcome, our last one before Christmas holidays. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And now, between now and that next New Year's broadcast, we have a favor of you, our listening audience. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. On the right-hand side of the home page, scroll down to the quick links, and you will see a link for a listener survey. We'd like to hear from you.
We've never done this. I thought it was a great idea.
So, yeah, we've got some questions. You know, we put together programming. We spent hours brainstorming topics and researching, and, you know, with what we think is interesting, with what we find is interesting, but you know, we'd like to hear from you. What part of our content do you like the best? We've got standalone hours. Each hour has its own theme. We've got questions on those, ordering and favorites. And just take a few minutes and fill that out for us, if you would, please. It'll be live now to the end of the year. And an article I pulled out of the Epoch Times, I tell you what, for a newspaper, that this has easily become my favorite one. They had a survey in there. According to 88% of Americans who filled out this survey, that holiday season is the most high stress time of the year, which is the exact opposite
of what it should be.
Of what it should be. And they had a number of here's five ways they had that I really like this.
Okay, all right.
To make the season more enjoyable. Number one, opt for less. You know, it's not always about more, more, more. Less is more. Opt for less. Number two, buy American made. You've heard us say that here constantly.
Okay.
Number three, buy an experience instead. There's no price for a memory.
Yes, I'm all over that one.
Now, does that experience include two brand new dirt bikes? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Never rode one before. Yeah.
Amen, baby. Now you're talking.
Santa fit those in a sleigh for us. Go homemade. Always like that. You know, something something that is homemade. I mean, I still have stuff that the kids made me that has absolutely no practical use or value, but
worth the world.
Yeah. And then the number five, give it away. You know, and just to read straight out of the article, nothing that children want or need more than for their parents to be calm and loving in the home. And the extreme emphasis on consumption that has come to mark the Christmas season pulls parents and families in the opposite direction.
So true.
Very good.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you don't subscribe to the Epoch Times, I highly recommend it.
That would be a good gift as well.
You know what? That was actually something I was even thinking last night. I'm going to work with them to get a promo code. So if you sign up and use Roth, you'll get a discount on your subscription. That's
great idea.
That's my to-do for next year.
Okay.
And I'd love to be, you know, we've got columns in the Casa Grande Dispatch, Green Valley News.
Tucson Daily Star.
They've got a home section. They need to pick up our column.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, you know, my soapbox has kind of become this fraud. You know, this fraud everywhere kind of epidemic. And sometimes I feel like I say it too much, but I had the best phone call this morning right away when we started the show from James. Older gentleman, they got a phone call at home. I think he answered the phone, and it was this deal from Dish. And if you signed up, you got a whole lot cheaper rate because they're really competing. Their spiel was they're really competing with streaming and they're trying to keep their customers. So you're going to get this deal. But to get this deal, you had to do it right now.
Of course.
And then you had to buy gift cards to pay for it. And you had to pay $400 up front. Ooh. And then they kept transferring him through. And he looked at his wife and he said, call him. So she went around on the other phone and called Dish. And sure enough, it was a spam. But there was a lot of triggers that went off in his head. He was thinking. He was, for one thing, it was too good to be true. It was too urgent. And they wanted money up front, which the utility companies never do that. And I was recently hit with fraud.
Yeah, boy, you ducked just in time on that one.
I did, and you just find yourself on this little track, and all of a sudden your eyes open. You go, what is going on here? So I ended up having to have our IT people check my computer out. But just a couple tips for everyone. One thing that's really important is that you build yourself a little hedge. You know, and one of the ways you can do that is you can join LifeLock. That's been huge for us, having been hit with fraud when fraud was just beginning. And then the other thing you can do is get some good malware on your computer. And another thing I really like is this new Start Mail, because you won't get any ads and you won't have all these pages and pages of junk. It's just a very secure mail. It's just people who have your exact address, not people phishing. So I would highly suggest those things. And just think, the way I got hit so hard is you always, always make sure you know who the sender is. So when you look up there in the from sign, so what happened to me was
they were actually posing as a digital security company.
They were, but right above it was someone's name, and I didn't catch that. And so I clicked through and I ended up in a bad place. But so make sure you know who it's from before you open it, and never, don't even open it if you don't know who it's from, and certainly never open an attachment from someone like that. So just think.
And never pay for a gift card over the phone.
No, and nobody legitimate is going to ask you for those kind of payments over the phone, right? Think.
And what were we talking in the office? Like 60% of gift cards never get used?
You know, it's actually not that high, but you know what the dollar amount is? It's like $3 billion worth of credit cards never get used because people forget about them.
Gift cards.
Yeah, credit cards get used plenty. But gift cards don't get cash. You lose them. You forget about them. So if you do get
$3 billion?
Mm-hmm. And
what
happens?
We need to start selling gift cards.
So yeah. You get the retailers.
I'm on it.
The retailers get the money back. So all you've done is pay the retailer.
Yeah.
So just if you make sure if you're going to buy a gift card, be sure you
get one they really like. Will use.
Yes, that's right. So there are other things you can do with those, but just try to find a gift. You can go to the e-commerce store at Rosie on the House and find something they'll really use.
And I don't know that you saw the utility companies, APS, Southwest Gas, and actually City Water Company are all saying, don't take emergency phone calls that your utility's about ready to be turned off unless you buy the gift card.
Yeah.
This seems to be a very popular ploy scammers are using right now. So anyone for any reason calls you with an emergency, urgent need for you to give them a credit card number, I hope you know, never give your debit card out. But if you don't give your credit card out to buy gift cards over the phone.
And don't feel compelled to answer the telephone either. If you don't recognize the number, let it ring. If it's somebody legitimate, they're going to leave a callback or a voicemail. Also, if it rings four times and hangs up, most of the time that's spam because that's all they're allowed to dial you. So let it ring. So if it goes past four,
I wonder what happened to that no call list that
I signed up for
two decades ago.
Me too.
It worked for about 10 years, and then all of a sudden it started filtering back in.
Oh, did it? Did that law sunset or something?
I don't know.
Well, now they can get your cell phone. It didn't used to be they could even get your cell phone. It was on the home phone.
But if it was a no-call list, if you registered your number, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, on a more positive note.
I wish I would have taken note on what it was, but there was a really good one that one of the kids asked me about. And I said, well, you think this is real? So let's talk it through out loud.
Good job.
And when you talk it through out loud, you're like, you know,
ding, ding, ding,
it immediately starts processing different than just reading it for what it is on the computer screen. And it was blatantly obvious. It was by the end, like, yeah, this did no.
Well, you know, when that happened to me, every time I recount it in detail, it gets more and more embarrassing because I'm like, you know, I wasn't obviously thinking. Yeah.
One click of a button. One click of a button.
Cost you hours.
It has cost you hours, but you had the foresight to stop it right in time. So thank goodness for that. So we're trying to protect you from scamming artists. We're trying to protect you from the stress 88% of the people say they're under this holiday season. Here's a lighter note. If you have been displaced the past year, year and a half in your career, and you're looking for maybe a new career path, I can tell you that as far as I know, of the 140 or 50 Rosie certified service providers in the state of Arizona, I don't know any of them that aren't hiring right now. As a matter of fact, one of our oldest members, charter member, the first time I met this man was the day Romy was born. Chip, Marvin, and I were on the roof of a building, and Chip from Freelight Company was measuring some skylights that I needed installed. And in those days, when Jennifer went in labor, I had a pager in my pocket, and they were paging me. And when that pager went off, that meant get to the hospital. It just so happened the building roof I was on was across the street from the hospital, so I walked in and was there just in time to witness the birth of Mr. Romy. But Freelight, that's a really long way around of telling you, Freelight is hiring, and they in particular, that you don't need to climb up on roof and be installing skylights. They're looking for an inside sales showroom salesperson. They've got a great showroom. You'd be meeting and greeting people right there in the comfort of an air conditioning, heated space, your own work desk. If you're interested, if this is something that appeals to you, get in touch with Freelight. That's Freelight. And ask for Chip and tell him Rosie sent you. And see if you can get an appointment to make an interview.